Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. Today's going to be a great show. We have a special guest, Tom Palladino, or you can reach him. Let's see. We've got a bunch of different ways of finding him. So you can go to Twitter at Tom Palladino. You can go to Facebook at Creative Strength. And you go to his website, which is selfhealgo.com. Tom, I'm really excited to talk to you. You honestly, I have been following you on a lot of the circuits of the teleclasses, and you've been doing some really great work. I'm very excited to have you on the show. You're a little bit of a miracle worker, and I really, really want our guests and our listeners to understand, you know, just the work that you are doing. So I am very pleased to have you. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Lori, for the invitation. It's a pleasure.
We had a little bit of problems, so we are back, and this is going to be a great interview. And I appreciate your patience with me, Tom. We had a little bit of a problem with our audio, so this is going to be a great show. Tom, tell us about. And I'm probably going to say it wrong again. Scalar energy. It's a new, it's not a new energy, but for whatever reason, it's coming out, and you are definitely talking about it. It's different than what we have traditionally understood energy to be. So please explain, you know, the difference obviously between electromagnetic energy and scalar energy, and really just tell us about what, you know, what it is.
Sure, by all means. I work with scalar energy exclusively. Now, it's very simple, people. There are two energies in the universe. Most of us are familiar with electromagnetic energy, which is electricity and magnetism. And we've been taught that in schools, and we've all been educated as to the profound nature of electricity and magnetism. And indeed, that's a wonderful source of energy. But my contention is that there is another type of energy, which is even more profound and has greater versatility than that of electricity and magnetism. The other energy that I work with exclusively is that of scalar energy. Scalar energy is known by many terms. Some people call it zero-point energy or chi, prana. Some people call it universal consciousness. Some people call scalar energy ether energy or perhaps orgone energy. Well, all of those terms are synonymous with scalar energy. I prefer to work with scalar energy. I believe scalar energy is the if you will, the quintessential energy of the universe. It's produced by the stars of our universe. It's everywhere. It's an infinite supply of energy, and we're going to discuss that in the next hour.
Cool. So how did you come about knowing about scalar energy? Like, where did it come from? How did you get into this field of energy? I mean, it's very different. I've worked with a nuclear physicist. We've never really defined it as this, and it is different from how most people talk about energy.
Yes. I would say that probably the launching pad for myself was when I read about Nikola Tesla as a youngster. It came to my attention that Nikola Tesla was, in the early part of his career, was working with electricity, AC electricity in particular. But the latter part of Nikola Tesla's life, he dedicated to that of scalar energy research. So it's my contention that Nikola Tesla was probably the first great scalar energy researcher, and subsequently he developed scalar energy instruments. Now, why do I say that? Well, it's apparent to me that Tesla's inventions, especially the latter part of his life, he was not working with the electromagnetic dimension. Scalar energy was Tesla's preference later in his life, and the instruments that Tesla was developing and the theories that Tesla was postulating were not possible by way of electricity or magnetism. Tesla himself, the great master, he discovered that there was this other type of energy. It's all around us. Again, scalar energy is produced by the stars of the universe. So it's if you will, it is an omnipresent energy. We simply don't realize that we're living in a sea of scalar energy. Well, hopefully after we conclude our talk today, we'll make it very apparent that all of us are living in a sea of scalar energy. And even more importantly, all of us utilize scalar energy every moment of our lives.
Yes. Okay. So it's a fascinating topic just because it's just we're so used to understanding, I guess, the electromagnetic. I mean, when we think about the laws of attraction, for example, we're mostly looking at, I mean, the magnetic aspects of it. But there's so much more to it. And I think, you know, this information allows us to understand energy from a completely different place. Now, when you think of scalar energy, you're saying it's the source energy and that everything else comes from that.
That's apropos, and that's absolutely correct. Why do I say that? Well, let's look at the universe. Where does energy, where does light come from? It originates from the stars. Our sun of our solar system is a star. The stars of the universe likewise produce scalar energy. So the point of origin for all energy is the stars. Well, initially, all energy is that of scalar energy. In other words, the primary, the initial energy of the universe is scalar energy. Now, scalar energy can convert into electricity and magnetism. But as far as the source of energy, the life force energy, all of that is to be considered scalar energy. That is, at the very center of any star is a scalar energy dimension. Scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe. And then as that energy travels throughout the universe, sometimes that energy breaks down into electricity and magnetism, which is really an imperfect energy that experiences entropy. So going back to your comment, Lori, yes, and rather astute of you, scalar energy is source energy. All energy begins at the source of the stars. All energy initially is scalar energy. It's quite profound. Once we understand that, then that will serve to give us a better grasp understanding of the universe.
And when you think of, you know, what your work does, I mean, it's the scalar energy can affect us on many different levels. And I know a lot of your work, when I think you're, you know, the medical work that you've done and how you're a bit of a miracle man worker, I mean, it's really on diseases, and scalar energy is so much more than that. But let's talk about like what it actually can do for us.
Okay. It's my contention that scalar energy has so many applications throughout the world. We could use scalar energy in so many different environments and so many different applications to indeed change the way we address our modern day needs and our requirements for energy. But in particular, I had to set my sights on one particular way that I could prove to people that scalar energy was indeed real and that I could at least have that as a foothold for further research. So with that in mind, I decided that I would use scalar energy to improve human health as well as animal health. And to that end, I have developed techniques, modalities in which I can either assemble matter or disassemble matter. Now, I have found through my scalar energy research that scalar energy, again, the source of energy, the source of light in the universe, scalar energy has many unique, incredible properties. One of those properties is that scalar energy can serve to either assemble physical matter or disassemble physical matter. Hence, and I've experienced this many times in my laboratory, I can assemble atomic and molecular structures, or I can disassemble atomic and molecular structures. So in essence, I am saying that scalar energy someday, once we grasp it, and one day that we can indeed harness this energy and direct it, scalar energy will allow us to have control, mastery over physical matter. It's quite profound what this energy can do. So in application, I've developed a technique whereby I can disassemble germs, pathogens, with scalar energy. I have scalar energy instruments that allow me to break apart, to disassemble viruses, bacteria, protozoan, and fungi. I've perfected this technique presently so that I'm able to disassemble over 40,000 potential species of germs. Now, what that means is, by way of these scalar energy treatments, and it's simply an administration of light, I administer light. In so doing, I'm able to break apart the causative agent of pathogenic infection, pathogenic disease. For instance, people have come to me and they've complained of having herpes infection. Well, herpes 1, herpes simplex 1, is quite common. And some people have reported to me that within the first week of scalar energy treatments, they feel relief. And that's not uncommon. And my point is that with these scalar energy instruments that I've developed, again, I have control over physical matter. In specific, when I'm treating people for germs, and in particular, in reference to the herpes virus, I have been able to routinely, painlessly disassemble viruses with scalar energy. And the results are quite phenomenal. I was just speaking with an individual yesterday that I treated for herpes infection. And this individual told me that after my treatments, they subsequently had a PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction test, performed. And in so doing, the test came back undetectable. No sign, no detection of the herpes infection. Well, after being infected for years with the herpes virus, this individual is now asymptomatic. There are no symptoms of the herpes virus. And to further that, we've been able, by way of diagnostic testing, in this case a viral load test, a PCR test, we've been able to confirm that indeed there is no presence, there is no genetic material left of the herpes virus. So what is happening here? Well, what are we doing? And how can we achieve such favorable results? Well, again, I work with scalar energy, which is different from that of electricity. Hence, scalar energy behaves differently. It has different properties. And one of the properties that I've observed is that scalar energy allows me to have control over physical matter, over molecular forms, if you will. Well, essentially, I take scalar energy and I break apart, I disassemble the molecular structure of germs, in this case, the herpes virus. And if you can imagine that scalar energy will take a virus and then reduce it into elements such as carbon, phosphorus, nitrogen, oxygen, the virus no longer is a virus. You actually change its atomic and molecular structure so that the herpes virus no longer exists. And you only can do that now with scalar energy. That's not readily possible with electricity or with magnetism. So my point is very simple. Scalar energy is allowing us in this application to eradicate pathogens, germs. And if you can do that routinely and painlessly, which I can, it offers great promise to mankind. So in synopsis, it is scalar energy that allows me, that provides me this tool, this opportunity to control physical nature. And in so doing, I can disassemble the molecular as well as the atomic structure of certain physical forms to the point that those physical forms no longer exist as a molecule or as an atom. This is the wonderment of scalar energy.
Wow. It's very fascinating. I really encourage people to read more information about Tom's work. If you want to, we're going to go to break now, but if you want more information about Tom, go to his website, www.selfhealgo. That's selfhealgo.com. And You are listening through News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters, and I have Tom Palladino with me. So we will be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
Welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are listening with Tom Palladino. This is really fascinating. We're getting to the heart of what matters. We're talking about scalar energy. And it really is this unique energy that can help us with different problems that we're having. So before the break, we were talking about herpes. And so it can be used on a specific level, but I think also it seems to be used on a much larger scale where you don't need to be a medical intuitive, you don't need to know exactly what's going on, but that you can just ask for a more generalized assistance in when working with Tom. Is that correct?
When I'm working with scalar energy, it's this energy has an intelligence about it. I really think it's an incredibly intelligent energy. Frankly, I think it's a divine energy. I think it is directly from the Creator. In so doing, scalar energy, people, is not only a lot of light or heat, it is a carrier wave of information. So scalar energy carries information. Well, what I've done, I've been able to use scalar energy as a carrier of information. And in so doing, when I'm working with people, especially with pathogenic infection, I am able to treat out to disassemble over 40,000 potential species of pathogens, germs. And how do I do that? Well, I program my scalar energy instrument to isolate, to identify over 40,000 potential species of viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan. And in so doing, when I am working with people and when I'm administering this energy, hence, I have the potential to disassemble and eradicate over 40,000 species of germs in the human body. Now, typically, a person might only have, say, 10, 15, or 20 species of infection in their body. Well, that's fine, and that's normal, that's reasonable. But my point is this. I'm able to disassemble those 10 or 15 species of germs, pathogens. And it is such a consummate treatment that I'm offering. I'm able to treat out potentially now up to 40,000 species of infection. Well, all of this calls to mind the incredible nature of scalar energy. First of all, if I'm able even to to eradicate one species of one infection, one germ per se. Well, I'm able to do that, obviously, but I'm also able with scalar energy to treat out simultaneously now over 40,000 potential species of germs, of pathogens. Well, how do I do that? Well, again, scalar energy is an intelligent energy. It's an information system, if you will. And I simply have to program my scalar energy instrument, not just to go after one potential germ, but in this case, I've identified a technique whereby I can treat out over 40,000 species of germs. Well, after I treat people for scalar energy for a month, invariably, the greater majority of people tell me that they feel great, that they feel better. Why? Well, it's very simple. It's a cause and effect relationship. If I can eliminate the cause of disease, in this case pathogens, then people are going to respond favorably. And over the past 25 years of treating people with scalar energy, I have found that the results are phenomenal and that people do indeed respond quite favorably. And many people tell me that after these scalar energy treatments, they no longer have the pain that they once had or the discomfort. So I see great merit in this, and I see that indeed scalar energy is opening the door for us to be able to finally, in a rather consummate fashion, to be able to address pathogenic disease. There are thousands of diseases that are caused by pathogens, or at least pathogens play a contributing factor, a contributing role in disease. Well, it's my contention that we finally have the means, by way of scalar energy, to eradicate those germs and to, in many ways, directly address these infections. In so doing, we see that people have a sense of ease. Many people report that their symptoms simply abate, simply disappear after these treatments. Well, that would stand to reason. Remove the underlying cause, the germ, the pathogen, and people return to sound health.
Okay, so you can take, so what I'm understanding then is, so let me go to my example. Due to a variety of things that occurred, I've discovered I had to go see somebody that does vibrational medicine. So I know that there is some similarities to vibrational and scalar energy, but, you know, she identified a whole bunch of different things. And I'd like to think that, you know, I know a lot about this. I work with energy all the time. I work with intuition all the time. I'd like to think that I'm pretty aware of what's going on. But my energy's been low. And when she does her, you know, it's kind of like a body scan through vibrational medicine. You know, a whole bunch of things come up, like a whole wide variety of different viruses and bacterias that, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me because, you know, she says that there's some of it that is like chemical warfare that that is out there that are trying to affect people. Again, I'm not one of those people that, you know, are really into the skeptics or like I'm not one of those people that kind of like the doomsday sayer and, you know, are looking all the time for things that are out there that are wrong. But I understand that there are things going on that we may not be physically conscious of. Obviously, on a different level, we're certainly conscious of it, and I'm sure we chose certain things to happen. But if there are things that are going on that are above and beyond our normal awareness that are being added to ourselves and, or to our physical bodies. And for most people who maybe aren't maybe as sensitive as I am to things, may not be aware that these things are happening. But so you can specify what you want to clear in a person, or it is a broad range. Is both being done at the same time, or do you need specific things that are going on with someone?
Sure. I don't diagnose with my instrument, but it is so broad-based that it has such a profound effect on not only the body, but but the mind. Let me get into that. The technique, once again, that I've developed for germs is presently I'm able to disassemble over 40,000 species of germs. Well, not only do I think it's going to be the answer for pathogenic infection, for pathogenic disease, I also realize that there's a traveling component, a traveling partner, if you will, to scalar energy treatments. Every time I work with people, people tell me that they experience a greater sense of tranquility or peace. And some people even say that their depression is lifted. Well, I've observed that scalar energy will harmonize the seven chakras of the body. Well, in so doing, if we can correct and harmonize the seven chakras of the body, then we can indeed improve the emotional constitution of a person. Their emotional presence and their emotional health will indeed in some way be abetted by this process. Well, that's one of the, if you will, cause and effect relationships of working with my high-powered scalar energy instruments. A high-powered scalar energy instrument will almost automatically harmonize the seven chakras of a person. And again, many people that I'm working with tell me that indeed that their emotional state has improved. Some people report that their depression is reversed or they're less anxious. They seem to have a greater sense of peace and tranquility. Some people will go as far to say that the scalar energy chakra balancing has served to correct their sleep pattern. And that some people have even told me that they had insomnia for years, and they no longer have that problem, that condition, that they finally can sleep 5, 6, 7 hours a night without interruption. Well, I per se am not a sleep therapist. It's not per se what I am doing as an operator of this instrument. To the contrary, it is scalar energy that can balance, that can harmonize our chakras or our meridians. And in so doing, we see people returning to a natural level of health, a level of health that is normal. And in so doing, some people have gone as far as to tell me that they no longer have insomnia. Again, that they've had sleep problems for years, 10, 15 years. But with the scalar energy treatments, they're finally able to sleep and sleep a meaningful deep sleep. All of that profounds to this incredible energy, which is intelligent energy. It's just not a lot of heat or fire that some people associate with light or energy. It's energy that's intelligent and that can reprogram the body. That's the point of scalar energy. It has the ability to reprogram the body for the better.
Okay, so now, one of the things that you use, or I guess the only thing that you actually use or need, is a photograph. And for that, you're able to do a 30-day. Did you want to explain a little bit about what happens during those 30 days or what? I mean, you don't need specific things. You're not a medical intuitive, so you're not actually diagnosing. You're not using the machine to diagnose, but if people are feeling uncomfortable, if people have specific things that they want you to look at, you can do that? Or is it really, again, this intelligent energy that goes through and just corrects different pathogens, different viruses, different bacterias, I'm assuming parasites, all the different things that are impacting our world at this time?
I'm going to give the credit to scalar energy. In so doing, it's this intelligent energy. It's source energy, once again. It's the life force energy from the stars. And what do I mean by that? Well, energy is intelligence. Anytime we speak about energy, it has the capability of carrying intelligence, instructions of the universe. Hence, when I'm working with scalar energy has the ability to impart intelligence, instructions upon the human body, the human mind, even the human soul. So my experience has been that a high-powered scalar energy instrument has the ability to produce a corrective measure, not only for our bodies, but also our mind, our emotions, and in some way to a spiritual extent, to correct our soul, to correct our conscience. Well, all of that to me is quite fascinating. And it all leads back to the notion that the Creator created us with a single purpose in mind, for perfection. And that any degradation, anything to the contrary of that perfection, is not of God, is not of the Creator, and shows the disharmony of the universe. So my point of contention is, God initially wanted everybody to have mastery, control over scalar energy. And in so doing, living in a perfect scalar energy environment, you would have a perfect soul, a perfect mind, perfect emotions, and a perfect body. Well, to extend that a little bit further, I believe there is a heaven, and heaven is an environment of scalar energy. I believe scalar light, scalar energy gives perfection to the human person, to the human mind, to the soul. Hence, a scalar energy treatment is in some way imparting perfection. It's a perfect divine energy. And if we can broadcast that energy, then we are in some way having people partake in perfection. And that's quite profound, and I know it's far-reaching, but I firmly believe that everybody has this perfect model. Everybody's a perfect prototype from what? From the Creator. And I believe it is scalar energy that will bring about this perfection, this creative essence that God wants everybody to have.
Hmm. Well, that's very beautiful. So clearly the scalar energy can assist us on our spiritual journey. It's source energy. So it is the energy that that we all think we're working with, but chances are a lot of us are probably working with more electric magnetic energy, because I'm going to say that's kind of where our collective unconscious thinks about energy. That's kind of how they think about energy. So a lot of the devices and things that are out there that we use are probably more aligned with the electromagnetic energy that we associate energy with. And what you're telling us is that it's the source aspect of where the electric magnetic energy comes from, but it's not necessarily something we attune to. So again, you take a photograph, and how does a photograph, like, I'm intuitive, so I, you know, people can email me and I can still connect in with their energy. I'm assuming I'm connecting in with scalar energy, but from your perspective, how you see things and how it works, how does a picture help you? How does, you know, how do, why 30 days and
sure,
what exactly is going on?
Sure. I have the ability with scalar energy to treat people remotely. And again, let's lay the foundation here. Scalar energy is not electricity. Those are two different types of energy. Hence, we have different properties with scalar energy as compared to that of electricity. Well, one of the properties that I've discovered is that scalar energy is everywhere, including on a photograph. Now, if I were to take a photograph of myself, that photograph would capture light, including scalar light. So any photograph captures a person's scalar light representation, their harmonic, or you could call it their characteristic. Well, I routinely treat people around the world, and all I need is their photograph to treat them. Let me explain how that works. Again, everything in nature has a light source. Everything in nature is unique, and as well as a person. So each person has a unique scalar energy code, a signature, if you will. It's just as distinct as their DNA or as their fingerprint. When somebody would submit a photograph to me for a 30-day treatment, all I need is their photograph to treat them. Anywhere in the world, I can access that person by way of their photograph. Well, that works in many ways. It could be compared to that of two cell phones communicating with one another. Obviously, there's not a physical connection, a physical wire between one cell phone and another. You simply take a cell phone and you instruct that cell phone to find another cell phone. In other words, you dial a number. And that information will allow one cell phone to connect with another cell phone. It's purely an information system that travels through the atmosphere, facilitating some type of communication between point A and point B. Well, I do the same thing with scalar energy. All I need is a photograph of a person in order to treat them with scalar energy. A photograph is indeed a source of light. And in so doing, I can take a photograph of a person, place it inside my scalar energy instrument, and make a connection between my instrument and that person. It's quite profound. Once again, it's not your typical paradigm that you would find in the electromagnetic spectrum, because scalar energy is a different dimension. It's not electricity. So typically, anytime I'm treating somebody, I do so by way of their photograph exclusively. And I can broadcast energy, scalar energy. Why? Because scalar energy is a carrier wave. Scalar energy carries information. And in so doing, by working with scalar energy, I can instruct, in this case, scalar energy to either disassemble germs, pathogens, or perhaps another modality that I've discovered, I can assemble antioxidants, vitamins, minerals in the human body. All of that is possible. All of that is facilitated by scalar energy and intelligent energy that carries instructions. We simply have to understand how to work with, engineer scalar energy, and from there, we will be able to do incredible things with this energy.
Wow. It seems to open up so many possibilities, and it seems like it can be quite endless. Obviously, now some of the work you've done recently has been on Ebola, which is a little bit unique. But again, you're using like a photo from like the newspaper, or?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct. Exactly. Recently, there were people who either became infected with the Ebola virus in the United States, or who were flown from West Africa into the United States to receive Ebola treatment for the Ebola virus, and who were subsequently quarantined. Well, again, I'm fortunate enough with scalar energy to be able to treat anybody in the world, and all I need is their photograph. So I simply went on Bing or Google, and I downloaded the photographs of the people who were infected with the Ebola virus. I have treated everybody who's been infected with the Ebola virus on U.S. soil or who has been airlifted back into this country. All Americans I've been able to treat, and treat quite successfully. It's my point that scalar energy, once again, can disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi. Well, in practice, again, I've treated everybody who's had the Ebola infection in the United States. And without exception, all of those Americans, every one of them has been released from the hospital. Some of the hospitals have gone as far as to say they've been cured of Ebola. Well, how does that happen? And how is it that none of these people could suffer severe consequences from this hemorrhagic fever virus? I believe my scalar energy treatments were instrumental in disassembling and breaking apart the Ebola virus. And that's why we've seen such a rapid recovery from the Ebola infection amongst these Americans. All of them have been released from the hospital. There's no sign of Ebola left in their bodies. Many of these Americans had viral load tests, polymerase chain reaction tests, that served to substantiate what I've always thought, that the virus no longer exists. Many of these people, once they were released from the hospital, it was with a clean bill of health, and the means that the medical community could identify that they were well is by these viral load tests. Some people call them a polymerase chain reaction test. These viral load tests came back negative. No sign, no detection of any genetic component of the Ebola virus. Well, I want to make it very clear that indeed I have treated all of these individuals with scalar energy, and I believe my treatments were in some way instrumental in bringing about the speedy recovery from this rather life-threatening viral infection. I believe scalar energy not only has the potential to disassemble the Ebola virus, but ultimately all all viruses, all bacteria can be disassembled by way of scalar energy.
Wow. All right. Let us go for our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking with Tom Palladino. If you want more information about Tom, go to his website, selfhealgo.com. That's selfhealgo.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We have Tom Palladino with us. We are getting to the heart of what matters with scalar energy, which is really fascinating. I have to say that, you know, it's, to me, it is so unique just because I guess our collective understanding of energy and how energy works. I mean, we've all heard of people that use crystals and do hands-on healing and use intuition, and in a way, or it is directly using scalar energy that is kind of the activation of it. But because we really haven't, it's not part of our everyday understanding, and I don't know that everybody is consciously aware of how they're using energy. It's there. It's source energy. Everything is made of energy. It's just that we've already defined it. And often what happens is once we've put a definition on what energy is, it restricts it. So now we're kind of opening the door to a really a new type of energy, even though it is the energy. It's just that everything else has been defined, and it's, you know, electric magnetic energy comes from scalar energy. So it's kind of getting our brain around the fact that it is new, it's different. And let's talk about, you know, the ways we can use it ourselves in a more open way. I mean, I think what the work you're doing, Tom, is instrumental in helping people, you know, work with scalar energy. It may be out there in different forms. It's just that we're not aware of what it is and how to use it. So maybe you can give us some ideas.
Sure. Well, let's look at scalar energy in a practical application, and let's look at it, how it permeates our everyday lives. First of all, everybody, every man, woman, and child is a scalar energy generator. Everybody has scalar energy in them. What do I mean by that? Well, every time you pray or meditate, you're broadcasting scalar energy. Every time you think, you're broadcasting scalar energy. Memory, intuition is all an example of scalar energy. Our feelings, we love, we have compassion, we have feelings. All of those are manifestations of scalar energy. And last but not least, the physical universe around us is all brought into being. All geometry of the universe is that of the handiwork of scalar energy. If you did not have scalar energy, you could not have molecules or atoms. So it is scalar energy that provides us the arrangement of these physical forms. It is scalar energy that brings order out of chaos. Well, once again, as we introduced initially the concept, scalar energy is source energy. It is the beginning of the life force of the universe. It is indeed the life force of the universe. All energy in the stars originates as scalar energy. And then in some environments, scalar energy will break down into this imperfect energy, which is electricity and magnetism. So let's go back to people. Let's go back to everybody and their potential. All of us are able to control scalar energy. You don't need an instrument. I have instruments, but what we have is frankly much more profound than a scalar energy instrument. Everybody has a soul. A soul, a human soul, is composed of scalar energy. It is all light. What type of light? It's not electricity. The human soul is scalar energy. Our thoughts are what? Broadcasts of scalar energy. So our minds, our brains, are scalar energy generators. Our feelings are propagations, are broadcasts of scalar energy. So whether we realize it or not, we indeed are scalar energy beings. We control scalar energy on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. And that's what I'm trying to impart. I want this to be very common, and I want this to be accepted. Why? Because it is common. Scalar energy is everywhere. It's not to be construed as something esoteric. It's not to be construed as something only for the few. To the contrary, everybody is dependent upon scalar energy. Everybody in some way has mastery or control over scalar energy, some of us more so than others. You've heard the technique, you've seen this before, that some people have healing hands. Well, what is it about healing hands? Why is it that some people can lay their hands upon you and heal you, or in some way reverse an illness, or perhaps cure an illness? That's scalar energy. Healing hands are scalar energy hands. So this is not a profound technology. This is a profound understanding of the universe. And this has a great profundity throughout the universe, but it's certainly not to be construed as being esoteric or unknowable. You know, to the contrary, some people with the human touch, some people have that ability to place their hands upon you and to heal you, or at least to give you some sense of comfort. All of that is scalar energy in motion. All of that are examples of scalar energy. So yes, this is indeed quite profound, yet it's common. We see it all day long. We just have never realized that scalar energy was that animating principle behind all of that.
Okay. And you suggest that crystals, I mean, everything that we have used is likely touching into scalar energy, and you know, our intuition is scalar energy. I mean, it's a way of it's your definition of how source energy works around all of us.
Yes,
within us.
We have two dimensions, people. We have two opportunities. Let's boil it down to this. We have the perfect dimension, the perfect energy, scalar energy, or we have an imperfect dimension, an imperfect energy, electricity and magnetism. Now, I prefer to work with perfect energy, scalar energy. I think it has much greater versatility, and it offers great promise, much greater promise than that of the electromagnetic spectrum. So that's my druthers, and I believe once people understand this, then it's simply going to be a matter of choice. What do you want to work with? What do you want in your home? Do you want scalar energy appliances or do you want electromagnetic appliances? It's going to be as simple as that. And just as the horse and buggy, if you will, was replaced by the car and the motorcycle, someday electricity will be replaced by scalar energy. It's simply a matter of time. It's a perfection that we will not ignore forever. It's a better way of doing things. What we're trying to impart today is scalar energy will produce a great deal of happiness for the world. That's the whole point. That's what Lori and I are trying to achieve. It's this new look at the universe, and the way we can achieve that is with a better source of energy that is clean, that is infinite in supply. It's scalar energy, people. Scalar energy is going to change the way we live for the better.
I can see a lot of ways that would, and I think I understood it probably the clearest from what you just said about how the world right now is imperfect. And so we have all these filters, all these definitions, all these things that are making the world occur, happen around us that is imperfect because of the way we identify, because of the way we define it, because of the way we've limited it. And so scalar energy is a way of opening up to possibilities. It's a way of bringing in the pure source energy that's not diluted, that's not filtered, that's not changed by how we've, our thoughts, by how our emotions, by everything that we contribute to this world, how yes. we've contributed to the imperfection of this world. And so it's not just us, but it's everything around us. And so it's the pollution, it's the way our cars are run and how, you know, we've created a system that's based on greed and corporations. Yes. And yes. everything. It, yeah.
Go ahead. It's a new way of looking at life. It's a much better way, people. For instance, our current energy generation is expensive and it pollutes. And that's just a fact of the matter. Whether it's coal or electricity, nuclear, whether it's hydrothermal, et cetera, we have means of power generation, but we have to face the fact that scarcity comes into play and that all of these means of power generation have some type of risk, have some type of pollution or downside. To the contrary, scalar energy generation, power generation by way of scalar energy, is an infinite supply of energy. An infinite supply of energy. Why? Scalar energy is automatically created, produced, propagated by the stars. So we have, as this backdrop, an infinite supply of energy. We no longer have to consider scarcity in our economic models. Imagine if you were starting a power plant and you simply had to access scalar energy in order to derive your power. Well, you wouldn't have to dig for coal or drill for oil. And that's what I'm saying. Scalar energy is all around us. We simply have to find the means to tap into scalar energy. And if you can tap into it, if you can find that dimension, then you have an infinite supply of energy. So where are we going with this? Well, someday the world will be powered by scalar energy, which is an infinite supply of energy that is clean. There's no degradation. There's no pollution. There's no smoke. Radioactivity is impossible in a scalar energy dimension. Scalar energy will be the energy of the future. And once we start using it, scalar energy will signal the end of the energy crisis.
Hmm. Wow. And I've heard tell that you can actually light a light bulb using scalar energy.
Yeah, I routinely in my laboratory, when my scalar energy instruments are running, I can hold a light bulb in my bare hand and it illuminates. Hmm. Well, how does that happen? The atmosphere becomes then activated. I finally have a means with scalar energy instruments to find my way into that geometry, if you will. And in so doing, my laboratory becomes scalarized. And in so many senses of the world, I can illuminate an object in my laboratory without any means of power generation. It's the air. I can literally hold a light bulb up in the air, and the air, the atmosphere will illuminate that light bulb. So that, once again, draws us to think that scalar energy is all around us. It's an infinite supply of energy. And all you have to do is to access that energy in order to achieve power generation. Well, I achieve that all the time in my laboratory. I can routinely illuminate light bulbs in my laboratory. All of that is because I can control scalar energy. I have, if you will, the beginning of that infinite supply of energy. And someday, as I perfect my instruments, I will be able to do it to demonstrate that power generation is indeed possible, that we again have this infinite supply of energy. And subsequently, I want to be able to broadcast from my laboratory to a distant location scalar energy. If I can do that, if I can deliver scalar energy and illuminate objects at a distance, that's the beginning of the end of the energy crisis.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting to know that the alternative is really much closer than we think. It's just a matter, I guess, of focusing it and finding how to access it in a way that allows us all to be able to use it. And obviously, the tools that you've created, you know, I hope at some point you'll be able to, you know, distribute them around the world so that people can, you know, can also have access to them. And we can start, well, for one, getting rid of all the stuff that's out there that is polluting us, that is changing our lives, that is making us sick, that, you know, there's so many things out there, and we have so much that we can discuss on this, but, you know, there are so many problems out there that we just, you know, we just need to understand and to be open to the possibilities. So is there anything else when we want to get a treatment from you? I mean, 30 days, does that, you know, how much does that get rid of? You know, I know that people can do multiple 30-day sessions with you. I mean, what happens typically in your 30 days?
During a 30-day cycle, I like to boil everything down realistically by 30 days. It's simply a great benchmark in order to treat people. So within a 30-day time frame, I use three treatment modalities. Number one, I break apart, I disassemble germs. Number two, I assemble nutrients. I'm able with scalar energy to assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids in the body. And the third modality is scalar energy will balance the seven chakras of the body. So I make it a point to treat people every day of the week. If you sign up for scalar energy treatments, you'll be treated every day for those three modalities. That is, every day you will be treated for germs, pathogens. We will disassemble germs for 30 consecutive days. Every day you will be treated for nutrients. For 30 consecutive days, we will assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fatty acids, etc. in your body. And the third modality, the chakra balancing, we will likewise treat you for 30 consecutive days, and we will balance your chakras with our high-powered scalar energy instruments. Now, consistency is important. I just don't want to treat you one or two days. I treat you 7 days a week. And invariably, after an entire month of treatments, after 30 days of treatments, most people feel better. And that only stands to reason. Why? Well, we've disassembled so many germs, years and years of pathogenic infection have been addressed. Secondly, we've assembled nutrients in the body at the cellular level. Scalar energy will assemble the necessary nutrients that we need within the cell. Scalar energy is an information system that delivers nutrients and will instruct each cell to participate in this light reaction and then to balance the chakras. That serves to calm the spirit. Many people say that their anxiety is addressed and people are seem to be much more tranquil. Some people have even said a chakra balancing will help to help them overcome phobias or fears. all of this points to source energy. All of this points to the wonderment of scalar energy, this energy that mankind is about to embrace.
Wow. Tom, this has been an amazing interview. I really hope to have you back. I think it would be great to do a hangout and just let people see who you are and connect in with you. If anybody has any information that they want to get from Tom, go to this website, selfhealgo.com. That's selfhealgo.com. Tom, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed myself. I thank you for this opportunity. God bless everybody.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.